Episode 30, Meeting Eru and Hearing Her Message for You. I've been telling you about my calling to spend as much time in Ireland as possible as I get ready to take my third journey there in mid-May. In the last episode, I told you about the first day of my first trip there in 2018 when I met my ancestors and cried with my great-grandmother, Catherine, over the statues on Liffey Street in Dublin that stand as a memorial to the great hunger, the famine that occurred in Ireland in the mid-1800s. On the second day, I visited Tara, and there is much to be said about the magic of that day. But for this episode, I want to tell you about my third day in Ireland, because on the third day, I met Eru, the goddess of Ireland, who gave her name to the land, Eir, Ireland. Dear grandchildren, this is not a story I intended to tell you about, not straight out like this, not without some kind of science or history or other information that would connect you with the story on your own personal level. But as it turns out, she does have a message for you, and this is the perfect time to tell the story. Because this is her season, Bealtaine. This is the festival of fire that marks the first day of summer in the ancient calendars, and it is traditionally held in early May. There is a formula for working out Bealtaine, but many celebrate it on May 1st. Bealtaine this year, true Bealtaine, calculated as it was understood in the ancient times, is May 5th. Bealtaine and the Festival of Fire is an ancient ceremony held every year at this time to sweep out the old fires of winter and to bring in the new fires of summer. And in Ireland, that means lighting a beacon fire at Oisneach, which is the sacred and geographical center of the land. And when the first fire is lit at Oisneach, then all the other beacon fires at high points across the land are then lit. And the goddess who is said to be buried at Oisneach is Eru, the woman of the Tuatha Dé, whose name became the name of the country, Eru's Land, Ireland. Meeting Eru was a surprise in every way because that sacred site dedicated to her, Oisneach, as I understood it, was only available for private tours, and I was not planning to visit. But the healer I had seen on my first day called me to say a friend of hers was hosting a workshop there and that I was invited if I wished to attend. And I will forever be grateful to her and to her friend for what happened next. I was so excited for the invitation that I found a campsite nearby, and then I got up so early to drive to Oisneach that I was the first one to arrive. With some time to wait, I opened my journal and wrote a question. Is there anything to be done before this day begins? And then these words came through, and I wrote them down. Flame and fire, spirit and soul, by all things sacred, it is the goddess herself we invoke. O Eru, breath of life itself, yours is the making, yours is the growing, yours is the bursting into bloom. The fire of life and the spirit in all things is by your design and by your grace. May we be the servants of life and light, and may we glow and burn and winnow and cleanse all things according to your great braided flowing pattern. And after these words came through, I wrote down my questions. Who am I? What should I be doing to serve this energy? Where should I live? Who are my people? What is my work? What are my gifts? How can I use them to serve the world? Then I asked for healing and for knowing and the knowledge and respect to use my gifts wisely to help heal the world in the way I am meant to contribute. To help the world remember the power of ancient connection and wisdom and wholeness, I asked. It is a magical journal entry because the response was almost immediate, although I would not understand it for quite some time. When people began arriving for the workshop, it turned out there were 12 of us. Of the 12, 5 people there had medicine names, and they had been practicing their shamanic and magical traditions for many years. It was an impressive company. The energy was so deep. The medicine name of the woman leading us is Lightning Star. I have included a link to her website in the notes. She invoked such a powerful feeling of presence during the opening meditation. When she let us sit with it, I began to feel I was surrounded by many amazing entities of all shapes and sizes. They seemed to be glad to see me, and they seemed to be welcoming me. Then the goddess showed herself. Her face was enormous. I was like a firefly to her. She smiled at me and spoke to me, but I could not understand a word of what she was saying. But it seemed the welcome was real and warm and joyful. The other beings were reaching for my hand and speaking to me, too. All of them were speaking in a language I did not know. The words made no sense, but the tone was friendly. I felt surrounded by ancient, welcoming peoples of all sizes and origins, and some of them seemed to have wings. It was like I was familiar to them, as if they remembered me. And then the meditation ended, and I was back in the room, in the workshop, which was continuing. Now, during another moment of reflection, when we were asked to speak our prayers, I asked for guidance in understanding my gifts and in knowing who I am and in freeing my voice to contribute to the world as I felt I have been put here to do. And then, in the silence that followed, the court of the goddess appeared to me again. This time, it seemed I was in the center of a ritual. I had my eyes closed, but I could see very clearly there was a ritual being held. A ceremony was underway in Eru's court. Then, in my vision, my throat began to glow. It was glowing like diamonds with its own light, and no one in Eru's court or Eru herself seemed surprised. She became very focused then, and it felt like she was giving me instructions. But again, she was speaking in a language I did not understand. And even though the words were not clear to me, I realized much later that I had experienced a concept, a phrase, like a call to arms from Eru, and it has echoed for me ever since in 5 words: Sacred Law of the Land. And here's the thing, dear grandchildren. Even if I never know exactly what words were spoken that day, it doesn't matter, because the meaning of that call is becoming clearer every time I go back to Ireland. But you don't need to go to Ireland or even stand in a place considered a sacred site to get Eru's message. The sacred law of the land is the Great Mother's Law, Gaia's Law, and it holds meaning for every one of us, especially our children and our grandchildren and the children yet to come. These are laws that were here long before the social and financial and legal words written in documents and defined as binding rules we must all follow. The sacred laws of the land are the ones understood by the ancient ones, the ancestors who were able to read the stars and the trees and the stones and the waters. They were sung into patterns and woven into ways of life that found harmony with the seasons and with the land. Eru is celebrated in Ireland at Bealtaine. This is her time, and her energy is not to be denied. We can see what happens when we do not live in harmony with the sacred laws of the land. Perhaps it is time we gave more thought to her, or to the energy of whatever version of the mother or goddess who lives in your corner of the world, part of the reason I think I have been led to tell you this story and telling you all the little details like the journaling, the asking, the writing down of words as they seem to come through, and even what happened in that sense of ceremony in the court of Eru, is to share this process with you. Now, it isn't for everyone. It's going to be totally different for you, but the point that seems to be coming through is this. If you talk to the universe, if you ask and then you listen, the universe will respond. Maybe not in a way that makes sense at first, but if you hold the response close and sit with it, and then eventually you will begin to understand what it wanted to tell you when it showed itself to you. I hope you do try it in your own way, and I hope you do meet your version of the goddess, the elves, the fairies, or whatever it is you wish to communicate with, because the universe will show up for you in whatever form you want, in whatever form you need, and in whatever form that makes sense for it to connect with you. Something to consider as you light a candle in honor of Bealtaine on the 5th of May. Now, there's a lot more to be said about the sacred law of the land. In the story called Tree Magic, which is being posted chapter by chapter on Stonesong Wisdom at katherinematheson.substack.com. And I'll be back with one more update before I go to Ireland again. Look for another update sometime around the 7th of May for the new moon. Thank you for listening. See you soon.